same patient, Willie Richards. This is going to be 11/19 note. Same date of birth. Ms. Richards is a 99-year-old woman who's currently on hospice. Well, first put down, the patient is, patient was seen today for a face-to-face evaluation period. Patient's face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. Patient is in her 14th benefit period, extending from 10/11/2025 to 12/9/2025. Patient is a 99-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of Alzheimer's dementia. Patient eats very little. Continues to decline as far as fermentation is concerned. Patient also has comorbidities of glaucoma, blindness, anxiety, depression, low back pain, physical debility, protein calorie malnutrition, and muscle wasting. Her KPS is at, PPS is at 40%. I'm sorry, 30%. She remains bound on bladder incontinence. She remains totally bedbound. She needs to be turned every 2 hours to keep her from developing pressure sores and ulcerations on her back. Patient's FASD score is at 7C as far as her dementia is concerned. Garbled speech noted. Patient now becomes short of breath when turned, which is a notable difference. The staff states that she's eating 20, the caretaker states that she's eating 20 to 30% of her meals.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Patient has sleeping 14 to 16 hours a day, quite weak, decreased skin turgor related to hydration status. She must be fed, of course. The staff tells me that sometimes at night she quits breathing altogether and they have to shake her to help her, to remind her to breathe. The end appears to be very near for this woman. Patient is a do not resuscitate, does not want to go to the hospital. Most likely will die of either pneumonia or urinary tract infection and sepsis. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. And continues to be very hospice appropriate. Thank you.
You're